Perhaps the greatest theme of the Sermon on the Mount, in which Jesus gave the Lord's Prayer, and it is also the great theme of the Lord's Prayer itself, something that Jesus is trying to impress upon his disciples, something that he wants to possess their minds and their hearts and their wills, is a reality that was astounding to them, and that is the reality that God, the one true God, creator of heaven and earth, sovereign over all things, the great king, the great judge, is their father. And Jesus, in giving us this simple prayer, is putting his prayer, he's putting his words in our mouth, he's putting his thoughts in our mind, he's putting his desires in our hearts, so that we learn to pray like him, so that we learn to think and to be, to long and to love like him. And so the prayer starts with the petition that God's name would be hallowed. That is always going to be our first prayer when we truly realize that God, the great King, the creator of all things, is our Father. And when we realize, as Jesus teaches us, not only did his Father prepare for him a kingdom, but the Father has adopted us all into his family so that we are now sons of God. We are heirs of God with Christ. Jesus tells his disciples, as the Father prepared a kingdom for him, so he has prepared a kingdom for his disciples. In other words, as a son or daughter of God, you have an ownership interest in the kingdom. It's not just God's kingdom. It's the kingdom of God of which you are heir. You have an ownership interest. So the great king, your father's interests, his name be exalted, his kingdom coming and being realized, that is your business. And it should be our greatest desire. So let us remember that every time that we remember to pray, that this should be our first and greatest desire.